is Mishnayis Masechta Shviyas. We're holding by Perek Chi, the ninth Perek. First Mishnah says, Ha Pegom, or else the Har Yabuzim, Ha Shaitim, the wild Yabuzim. Kitsa, these are different type of growths of Yerokos that grow. V'yachalag Loigois, Rels Kuspa Sheborim, this growth of Kuspa that grows in the mountains. Rels V'yach Karpis Sheben Horois, the carpus that grows by the rivers. Rels V'yach Gargol Shel Afor, this gargo, all type of Yerokos that grow by the Afor, is Pturim and Hamaisros. All these things that grow are potter to give Maiser from. And the Pshat is because these things are Hefker, these things are not Choshev, everybody is Mafka them, and we know the Klal is that Hefker is potter and Hamaiser. And the Pasuk says, Ubo HaLevi, Ki Ein Lo Chelek V'Nach Limoch, the only Bedover that belongs to you. But something that's Hefker that the Levi can take anyway, you're potter and Hamaiser. What's negated to us is the Mishnah says, V'nilkochim mikol odem bashvis. On Shviyas, on Shemit itself, if you want to buy these Yerokos, you can buy them from anybody, even from an Amoritz. Why? She'ein kayoitze bohem nishmar. Because things like this, people do not watch. In other words, we do not have to be afraid that maybe the Amoritz that you're buying it from was over the Yisra Shviyas, and he, like, watched his vegetables that grew. The person is Shomer, watches them instead of making them hefker, so the Rashita says, you're not allowed to eat it, you can't use it. So here the Mishnah is saying that these type of vegetables, you do not have to be afraid, because nobody would go and bother themselves to be Nishma to watch it, because it's not worth too much. Therefore, the Metzius says that it's hefker, and therefore if you buy it now from an Amoritz, you're allowed to use it. Also, in the Gemara, it's Mashma, that the money you give to the Amoritz, you cannot buy a lot at one time. You cannot give him more money than he could buy Shalashudis. Because Lamaisa, the money that you're giving the Amoritz, also has not Kedusha Shviyas on it. And we're afraid maybe he won't be Nizir in Kedusha Shviyas. So therefore, you're only allowed to buy a little bit at a time off the Amoritz. Now the Mishnah goes further to say, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Sviche Chardol Mutarim. Sviche means the growth that grow by themselves without you planting them. The wind blows it and it starts to grow. So that's Chardol, mustard seeds are Mutarim. Because we're not afraid to say people go and plant mustard seeds by themselves. Therefore, the svichim of it, what grows by itself, is mutter to use on Shemitah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol ha svichim mutarim. All type of svichim are mutter you're allowed to use on Shviyas. Chutz mi svichei kruv. Only the svichim, what grows by itself of kruv, of cabbage, that's worse. Because that you don't find so well. So therefore we're afraid to say that the Ovi Avera, they will go and plant the kruv by themselves on Shemitah, and they'll tell us, listen, we're using it because it's Svichim, the kruv by itself. So in order to stop them from planting, we made a gzera that no Svichim of kruv could be used. But the Chom Moimer, the Chom say, Kol ha-Svichim asurim. The Chom make a gzera and say, no, all the Svichim, all the type of things that grow by themselves on Shemitah, that midiraisa, it would be mutatidit. Because you did not do an aver, you did not go down to plant, it grew by itself. However, midrabon, we have this gezera that you cannot use these type of fruits that grew. And the Tamwa, the Chumash say, they're all asurim, because you have the gezera, maybe if you buy it off an Amoritz, maybe really he planted it, he watched it, and just he says that it grew by itself. Therefore, the Rabbanu made this gezera on kol hasvichin. The Mishnah Beis it says, Shalosh arotzos labir. There are three different places in Eretz Yisrael for the Indian of beer. Beer, we learned before, was, but the pasuk says, Lahem tochov lachaya asher bi'artzecha tia kol tfiyos alecho. So we darshan, that means to say that kol zaman she'achaya oicheles basoda. Kol zaman, as long as there are some fruits still in the fields that the animals could eat, is therefore behemah chelas babayis. You're allowed to keep the fruit that you took in, eat it in your house. But when it's kolot l'chayis shevasoda, or when there's no more fruits or vegetables outside in the fields for the chayis to eat, then it's called the zaman habir, that you have to take the fruits you have inside the house and bring them outside. That's a machlokes, we're showing them exactly what you have to do. Some say you just have to bring it outside to make it into hefker, and some say takat sasa b'chilu from then on. But now the Mishnah just explains like, how many different parts of Eretz Yisrael are there to say that as long as there's one tree that has the fruits on the fields, all of that part of Eretz Yisrael could still eat? In other words, when is there a zman when it's called kolah, there's no more vegetables or fruits in the fields? So the Mishnah says there are three Eretzes. That's Yehuda, V'Evir HaYarden, V'Hagolu. These are the three parts of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Mishnah continues, V'Sholosh, Sholosh HaRotzos, L'Chol Achas V'Yachas. Each one of these, there's Yehuda, and Evir HaYarden, and Golol, has three subsections to it. So in some sheets of learned L'Maisa, there are nine different sections to Eretz Yisrael. There's the Golol, the Elyon, and the top part of the Golol, the Golol HaTachton, and the bottom part of the Golol. V'Yemek, the middle part. Now, Mechvar Chananya Lamala, on the top of that, in the place of Kol Shein and Megadol Shikmin, any place that does not grow Shikmin, all this area is called Golol HaElyon, the top of the Golol. Or Mechvar Chananya Lamatan, but Mechvar Chananya downwards, Kol Shu Megadol Shikmin, any part there that does grow this growth of Shikmin, is Golol HaTachton. That's called the Golol HaTachton. Uzchum Tveria, and the Tchum of Tveria Emek, that's called the Emek. These are the three parts of the Golol. Now, of Yehuda, where do you have the three parts in Yehuda? Hahor, there's the mountains, Hashvel, the bottom parts of Emek in the middle. O Shvelas Loid, Keshvelas Adorim. Shvelas of Loid, that's like the Shvelas low part of the south side. The Yehor Shalom, and the mountains over there, is Karamelech, has looked like Karamelech. Mi Beis Chorin V'yat Hayom, for Beis Chorin Adayom, that's Medina Achas. That's called one place, one Medina. Which means, Medina, that's like the Emek of Yehuda. So the kids, these are the like nine places you have. Now it's not like this. Some Rishonim learn really there are only three places: the Ika Yehuda, Golil, and Eiver Yarden. And some learn that we just said it's divided into nine parts, nine different parts. And what is the Negev to? Like the Mishnah Gimel, it says, "For Lomba Omru Sholosh Arotzes." For what purpose do we have this mitzvah, this inyan, that we have three different parts there at Yisrael? That means to say, Shiyu Oichlin V'chol Achas V'Yachas, and each place you could eat, Ad Sheyichlo HaAchron Shebo, until the last tree does not have any more fruits. So in other words, like I said before, if you learn there are nine divisions, you have to look at each division by itself. As long as there's one tree left in that division, the whole division has the right to eat. But when there's no more, or let's say apples on the field in the whole Galil HaElyon, then there's the Zman HaBir. And according to the other sheet, we said, Golakula, there are only three parts there at this row, really. So in the whole Yehuda, if there's one apple tree, then there's no mitzvah beer on the apples until there are no more apples, bechlau, in the whole Yehuda, then it's the Zman HaBir. Rabbi Shimon says, Le'omru Sholosh HaRotis Elab Yehuda. He owes the Kula. It was only said three parts in Yehuda. But Vishar Kol HaRotis, all other parts of Eretz Yisrael, has one halacha kahara melech. And therefore, as long as there is any type of food in any part of the Haram Melech, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the whole rest of the part can eat until there's no more at all. V'chol HaRotzos, but the whole land of Eretz Yisrael, even included Yehuda, ki achas lezeitzim ala tamarim. Again, to the loch of eating olives or eating tamarim dates, though Eretz Yisrael is shava b'shava. As long as there's one date tree in Eretz Yisrael that still has dates on the tree, it's not called the Zman HaBir. Every place in Eretz Yisrael you could still eat your Paris of Shvis. So only when it finishes the Chlal, there no more Tmorim, no more Zaysim, no Eretz Yisrael, then it's the Zman HaBir. Every single min has its own Zman HaBir. Each thing by itself, like apples, vegetables, every single thing has its own Zman HaBir. Mishnah Dalet. Oichlin al Hamufko. You're allowed to eat the fruits in your house as long as there are fruits in the fields which are mufka, which is hefker. Avoloy ala shomer. It's not enough if their fruits in the fields are in the property that is watched during Shvius. In other words, that the Torah says it has to be available to the chayis basodom, it means it has to be in a field that they keep hilcha shmita, that it's hefker, whoever wants it can come and take it. But if all the fields that are hefker, all the fruits are used up already, the only fruits you have is only in the place that's shomer, I mean, an owner that watches it, that does not keep Hilcha Shemitah, such fruit, it does not matter. It's not called that you have for the Chayis Sheba Sodom, therefore it's now the Zman HaBir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even though the only fruits left in the fields are only in the fields that are shomer, that is watched, locked up, still lemaisa, since the animals, if they could get there, they would be able to eat it. He holds also it's not called the Zman Havir yet. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, but we paskin it's only mutter to eat the fruits in your house when the fruits are available in the fields, which means in the fields of Hefka. But if it's only in the fields that are watched, locked up, then it's already the Zman Havir, we have to take out the fruits from our house. Oichlin al hatfichin. The Mishnah says we're allowed to still eat fruits in our house as long as there are fruits out in the tfichin. The tfichin, the Rav learns, that's a kli cheris, an earthly kli, that's built into the wall, that it deform the birds take there and they bring their food there. Kids, they store their food in the nest. So as long as there's still some food there, that's also considered it's found for the Chayin Sheba Soda, and you do not have to take out the food in your house. It's not the Zman Havir yet. V'al Hadufra, Dufra is a tree that gives off fruits twice a year. So even though the first crop was all used up already, but as long as there's still some left over from the second crop, also you can use the fruits that are in your house. Avoloi al hasis vonyos. But it's no good the grapes that grow in the winter, because these are bad grapes. They don't give off good wine. It's only meant to give off vinegar. Therefore, if you finished up all the grapes in your house, and the only grapes out in the field, if all the grapes in the field was used up, and the only grapes left over, only these winter grapes, then it's considered the Zman Habir that you have to take out all the grapes from your house. Rabbi Yehuda Matir calls the man Shebichru Ad Shelo Yichle Hakayitz. If Yehuda holds know that the winter grapes is also considered there are grapes in the fields, as long as it came the Zman Shebichru, it started to get ripe before the end of the summer. As long as they began to blossom before the end of the summer, even though now they stay on the tree throughout the whole winter, still it's called you find Paris Basoda, and you do not have to take the fruits from your house outside. It's not the Zman Habir yet. The Mishneh Hei, Ha Koivesh Shloishok Voshim Bechov Yisachas. You go, let's say, to pickle three different type of vegetables in the same barrel. Let's say you go to Koivesh to pickle cucumbers, and then tomatoes, and then peppers. So Rabbi Elezer holds, Oichlin al Horishin. You're allowed to eat these three vegetables as long as neither of them came to Zman Habir. But as soon as the first one becomes a Zman Habir, you have to stop eating from all three. Like, let's say the cucumbers. That's the first one that finishes in the field. So as soon as it comes the time when you have to take the cucumbers of your house outside, right away you have to stop eating the tomatoes and the peppers, because the tam of the cucumbers went into the other two also. So as soon as the Zman Habir is for the first one, it's mechayev you to take out all the others also. Rabbi Yeshua Reimer, Afalo Achron. No, you're allowed to eat each one until the last one, until all three of them is a Zman Habir. And the Mefarshim say Darshan Zaposik, but as long as part of it you could eat, as long as there is a tam in this fruit of pears that are in the Sadeh, you're allowed to eat these pears. It's only when, out of these three vegetables, all three of them became the Zman Habir. Rabbi Gamliel holds, Kol Shekola Minah Min HaSadeh Yevayer Minah Min HaChovis. He holds each min, each type is totally in its man. When the cucumber is finished in the fields, you have to take out your cucumbers and that's all. The other two are still mutter. When it comes to Zman of the tomatoes or of the peppers, each one has its own time. In other words, he holds that there's a tam of the cucumber that went into the tomatoes, so what? That tam in the tomatoes, it's like it's mavuyah already. It's like you destroyed it already. Therefore, you do not have to look after the tam for this mitzvah of beer, but rather just the actual fruit, the mamoshes of the fruit itself. And this is where we hold the halacha. That when it comes to the zman of the tomatoes, you have to take the tomatoes out. When it comes the time of the cucumbers, you have to take the cucumbers out. And the peppers, the peppers. But the fact one has the tam, the taste of the other ones, that does not matter for this halacha of beer. The halacha kedvarav, the Mishnah says, we take a paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah ends off, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Yorak Echol Abir. All yirokas, all vegetables have the same halacha. As long as there's one vegetable still in the field, all the vegetables in your house, even though it's a different type, even though there's only a cucumber left in the fields, still all the vegetables in your house, you're still allowed to use and eat. It's not the zman havir. Now the Mishnah ends off, oichlin b'regila, you're allowed to eat. This regila, it's a type of a growth. Some say it's a chalakluklois, at sheyichla sigurius, until it finishes off this type of that fruit, mibikas beis netoifa, from this place, beis netoifa. In other words, this is the zman habir, when you have no more regila in this place of mibikas beis netoifa. Mishnevov, hamalaket asovim lachin, if someone is going to collect the wet, the fresh asovim, like grasses, herbs that you can eat, is at sheyavesh hamosik. You're allowed to eat them in your house until the ground dries up. Sheyivish means dries up. Hamosik, the sweet, means the ground that put the sweets into these herbs. So until that time, it's not the zman habir. But when the ground dries up, that's called the zman habir. We have no more asovim in the grounds, or even the asovim that are outside. Since they dried up, they're not fit to be eaten anymore. So that's the zman habir you have to take out from what you have in your house. If someone is going to collect the dried out asovim herbs, so you're allowed to eat them until the second rainfall comes. By the second rainfall, that's the zman habir of the yovish. Now, ale konin, the leaves from kanim, from reeds, the ale gefanim, or the leaves from the grapes, ad sheyishru miyaveihim. You're allowed to eat them, what you brought into your house, until they start to fall off from the branches themselves. In other words, when the leaves start to fall off its trunk, like where it grows from, then it's not fit for the animals to eat. So then if you have any leaves in your house, you'll have to bring them out. If somebody is collecting the dried out leaves of these grapes or the kanim, is ad sheterid revia shnia. That's the zman of beer is when it comes to second rainfall. Up until then, you're allowed to eat them, use them what you have in your house. Rabbi Akiva holds the kula macheterid revia shnia. He holds all these shurim are the same thing, that the zman of beer starts with the time of the second rainfall. Now Mishnah Zayin goes to explain other halachas that's told in the second rainfall, and says kayotzeboy, just like this, we have other halachas. If somebody rents out his house to his friend, and you tell him, I'll let you use my house until the rain season, what's called the rainy season? Up until the second big rainfall. If somebody says, you can't have any enjoyment from me up until the rain season, is the same thing he means until the second rainfall. Ad emosai aniyim nichnostim lepardesis. Till how long can the aniyim, the poor people, go into the orchards a whole year round to collect the leket shichapeya at sheterid revishniya? Until it comes the time of the second rainfall. But from then on, it's bare to walk on the grounds, you ruin the fields, therefore you have no right to walk inside the field to take your leket shichapeya. Meyemosai nenin. V'sorfen b'tevin u'bakash shel shvius. From when on do we say it's not like fit to eat the straw or to give the straw to the animals to eat, and then you would want to burn it? Like kol zman the straw is fit to give to the animal, so you're not allowed to burn it to use it for fuel, because the Torah again says l'ochlo, it has to be eaten and not lehefsid. But from when on do we consider that it's not fit to be given to the animal anymore, and then you are allowed to use it for fuel? Mishateret revia shnia. Again, when the second downfall of rain comes down, then we say the straw is already like rotting away, that the animals will not eat it anymore. Therefore, then you're allowed to use it for your own hanoi, your own enjoyment, to use it like for fuel. Now, Mishnah Ches explains what exactly is the halacha of vir when it comes the time when you do not find any more for the chayis shebasoda, that you have to take it out of your house. What exactly do you have to do then? So the Mishnah says, Mi shaho yoloi peiris shvius. If you had fruits that grew on shvius in your house, V'hegiyah sha'as habir. And it comes now the time when there is no more for the chayas shebas adam. So the lochr is mechalek mozon sholosudos. From the fruits you still have in your house, you're allowed to divide and give to each person the amount each for three meals. L'chol echad v'yechad. From anybody in your house or your neighbors, you're allowed to give. After you gave everybody you want the three meals, then the leftover is you have to bring it outside your house. And the Tosefta says that you have to speak out and say that Mishet Tzorach Lito Yitol. Whoever wants to come and take it now can come and take it. But the mitzvah is you have to bring it outside your house. Now the Mishnah says the Yaniyim Oichlen Acher Habir Avoloy Ashirim. Only poor people can eat from it after the Zman Habir, after you bring it outside, and not the Ashirim. And some of Rashi say here the Ashirim means the owner of the field, whereas the Aniyim means anybody else, not the owner of the field. Because really the Pasuk says the Ochlu Evyonei Amcha, so we dash in the Evyonim, the poor people could eat it, and not Amcha, not the Baal HaSoda himself. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi says, and our Gersa is, Echor Aniyim V'Echor Ashirim Oichlin Achar Habir. That after you do the mitzvah Habir, you take the fruits outside your house, then Lamaisa, it's again like before, whoever wants to can come and take it and use it again. This is our Gersa. However, the Rambam has the Gersa, the Achar Zman Habir, after you bring it outside, he has the Gersa Ein Oichlin Achar Habir. That whether you're an Onya, whether you're an Osher, you're not allowed to eat these fruits after the Zman Habir, but rather the fruits have to be destroyed after the Zman Habir. The Mishnah test, Mi Shehoyuloi Peiros Shvius. Somebody had Peiros Shvius, Shenoflu Loi Birusha, that fell to him Birusha, like your father had it. When your father died, you yashened it. Oi Shenitnu Loi B'matono, or else somebody gave you a present. They gave you the fruits that grew on Shvius for a present. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Yenosnu Liachlehem. You have to give it to other people to eat it with you. Like you're not allowed to eat it by yourself. And they say the Svar is, like we had in Beis Shammai before, that said it's also to eat Peiros Shvius B'toivo. In other words, you don't have to thank the person that gave it to you. It's like this, if somebody gave it to you for a present, or you have a Yerusha from it, if you can eat it by yourself, you're going to come to have to thank that person. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it by yourself, but you have to give it to other people also. The Chachomim Oymer Nechom say, though, Ein Hachoyte Niska. No, the one that did a chet should not gain out by the deal. So in other words, really what the Mepharshim say is that the Chachomim is talking back to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachomim themselves, they hold like Beis Hillel Shita, that you are allowed to be machzik toiv on Peiros Shvius. So if somebody gives you these fruits for a present or b'teresh Yerusha, you're allowed to eat it and even thank the person. The Chum is saying back to you, Rabbi Eliezer, if you're old, he's not allowed to eat it b'teiva, so what does it help the fact you say, let him invite other people and let other people eat with him? You're just being machzik at the rishis, the chet, because now when these other people eat with him, they'll also come to thank him for it. So not only is he going to thank the person that gave it to him, but he's going to cause other people to come to thank him also. That's called the chaytes b'niska, getting on the deal. El, or rather, what should be done according to Rabbi Eliezer? Yimachru liyechleihim. You should sell it to the people that want to eat it. Just don't do a teiva, don't do them for a favor. But rather sell them. Sell it to them. Well, the name of the money you receive back, do not keep for yourself either, because then you'll come to thank the person that gave it to you. But rather, yischalku l'choladam. You should give it out to any person you want. Therefore, like, you're not having any toiv, any gain from these peiros, so you won't come to thank the person. Then the Mishnah ends off, Ho'oichol me'isas shviyas, achlei hurmor chaloso, if somebody eats from dough, even though this dough is from the flour that grew on shviyas, still, if you eat it before you take off chalo, chayiv misa. Shino yechayiv misa. The halach of chalo still applies to peiros, to the tfuah of shviyas. And therefore, just like the whole year, if you eat challah, yechayiv misa b'dei shemayim, here also on the tefuah of shviyas, also if you eat it before you mafresh the challah, there's also a chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. We're up to Perek Asiri. First Mishnah, shviyas mishametes es hamilva b Bishtar v'shaloi bishtar. This is another halacha now about Shvius, that the end of the seventh year, it stops all loans. Means Mishametis, it stops at Tamil with a loan, whether the loan was written in a shtar or whether there was no shtar in this loan. Like really the Pasuk says in Dvorin, V'zeh dvar ha-shmita shomot kol ba'maso yodah shayisha b'reyeyu. That if you lend somebody money and you did not collect the money by the end of Shemitah, after Shemitah, at the end of the year, you cannot collect the money anymore. Now, ha-kofas ha-chanus eino mishametes. Let's say if you go to the store and you buy on credit, you do not pay yet, but you just write down on credit. So this is not called halvo, it's not called a loan, it's not called you borrowed money. Therefore, even though you took the food before the end of Shemitah, and you're first paying back after Shemitah, still you have to pay back. A credit is enem shemitah. V'yemaso milva, but let's say in between the storekeeper came and asked you to pay him the money, and you said you didn't have yet, and therefore you made up a date exactly when you're going to pay back the money, so that makes it into a milva. Now it's considered like you are borrowing money from him, and therefore, reizu mishametis, if you do not pay up, or he does not come and collect it before the end of Shemitah, after Shemitah, he has no right to collect it anymore. And that's called aso milva. You make this credit into a loan, and then Shemitah stops it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda holds harishon, harishon mishamit. It means the first, and then the first is mishamit, which means if you go and buy food on credit, so the first credit you have is called credit. It's not called you owe the money yet. So Shavuos does not stop it. But then let's say you go to the store again a second time the next week. So now when you take your second credit out the second week, that automatically makes the first credit into a loan. Now since it came the time that you did not pay it up already, now it's considered like you are borrowing that money and you owe the money. Therefore that first credit automatically comes into a loan. Therefore Shavuos is Mishamet, that first loan. Just the second credit, that's still considered credit. This is Rav Yehuda Shita. Then the Mishnah says, "Schar sochir eino mishamit." That if somebody worked for you and you did not pay him up, so the pay that you owe him, it's not considered a loan, and therefore, even though he worked before Shemitah and you are not paying him up till after Shemitah, still he has the right to collect his money. Shavuos does not stop the payment for work. V'yemaso milva. Let's say the workman, like you already said, "Come on, you owe me the money already." The person said, "Listen, I don't have it. I'll give you a time when I will pay you up." So you made it into a milva, then the locker is harezem mishamit. That then if you did not pay up before the end of Shemitah, Shemitah stops that chayv, you have no chayv to pay it up. Rabbi Yossi Yom, Rabbi Yossi Ho says, kol melocha shet pesek yis bashviyis, any type of a work, that you have to stop that work on shviyis, in other words, it's a work of the field that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah, mishametis. Then we say for that work, if you did not pay him before shviyis, so Shvius is Mishamit, Shvius stops, you do not have to pay it. But B'she'enu Pasek is Bashvius, if it's a type of a work that he's doing, that he's allowed to work even during Shemitah, it's not a work on the kark, on the fields, then Enu Mishametis. Then if you do not pay up the worker, and even though it passes by Shemitah, still you have to pay him up. However, Lalocha, we do not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Mishnah Beis, Ha-Shoichet Es Ha-Poro V'Chilka V'Resh Hashonah. If you went to the Sheikhet and you made him Shechta a cow for you and you divided it up on Rosh Hashanah itself. In other words, that you owe the butcher the money. You have to pay for it. So, in the first one, speak out, we're talking about in a case now where it's not a regular on credit, but rather you're supposed to bring a mashkin for it. The kids, it's called the milva. It's called that you owe the money. So now, imho yohachodesh mubar, if Ella was an extra day in the month. So it comes out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is really still the last day of Elul, the last day of last year. Therefore, it comes out that you borrowed the money like on the last day of the last year, and therefore Mishamet. Therefore, after Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like that's the beginning of the new year, it's Mishamet, that you would not have to pay the money anymore. But V'yim Lov, let's say this Rosh Hashanah was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is the first day of the new year. Therefore, it's called the new loan on the eighth year, and therefore, ain't a mishamet. Therefore, you still would have to pay up this chayiv, the money for the meat, even after Rosh Hashanah. So the kids in the Mishnah are telling us the Chiddush that when Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, and the first day is really from the last day of Elul, it's still the last day of the last year, so a loan that takes place that day, Shriyat is Mishamet, Shriyat stops that Havor, you would not have to pay it back after Rosh Hashanah. All right, turn over.